The sun, it did shine. They were too tired to pray, but they sat in the temple on that Rosh Hashanah day. Sally sat there with Sally. They sat there, those two. And Sally said, "How I wish that this service were through. Not allowed to go out, make noise, or run in the hall. They just sat in the temple, wishing it were a mall. Because all they could do was to sit. And they did not like it. Not one little bit. And then something went bump. How that bump made them jump. And they looked, then they saw me. They said, "Who is that?" They looked and they saw me. The Rav in the hat. And I said to them, "Why do you sit there like that? I know it is long, and the rabbi's not funny, and you can't wait to go out to eat apples and honey. I know some good prayers you could pray and some good stories, too. Lots of fun Jewish stuff. I will share it with you. Your parents won't mind at all if I do." Then Sally and Sally did not know what to say. What else did they have to do on that Rosh Hashanah day? "Now, my sweet dears, I'm really a smart cat. I'm a Rav, that's a rabbi," said this Rav in the hat. "Why, we can have fun, lots of good fun, if you wish, with prayers, stories, and songs for kids who are Jewish. With a prayer book in hand, I will teach you the Shema. And that's not all, there's also Torah. With a cup, that's a brain, a kippah for a hat, you can learn Jewish stories and Jewish history. Now, how about that? You can learn our traditions. You can eat gefilte fish and some Shabbat Spartan's chicken or a nice potato knish. And look at him. He can eat his own matzah ball. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all. Look at her, look at him, look at them now. It's fun to be Jewish, but you have to know how. To the parents, I say, it starts when your children are small. Talk of God and tzedakah, winter, spring, summer, and together share holidays. Listen to the shofar sound. Share Jewish values. Keep Jewish objects around. Have grape juice for Kiddush. Light candles Friday night. Bake Hamantashen and Shabbat candles light. You can read Jewish books and a lulav you can shake. You can eat matzah at Passover. And your own challah bake. A little dry. You can come here to temple as often as you can. Come as a family in your SUV or your sedan. Where's my grogger? With a grogger at temple, you can boo old Haman. Boo! Have a bar bat mitzvah or a confirmation. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all. As your child grows up, you can try more Jewish stuff. You can bring food for the hungry, because for some, life is tough. Our tradition is old. There's so much to do to make every good boy and good girl a good Jew. I promise you'll like this, Mr. Buddha. I promise. Oh, yes, you will, too. When there is a game on a Hebrew school day, there is no other choice but to go to Hebrew and not play. Oh, yes, soccer is fun and baseball is grand, but we have been chosen to give God a hand. There will be time to do many things, like playing piano and practicing strings. Time to go out and play with your friends, to swim, dance, or bike until the day ends. But Friday Shabbat, that's the number one night for family dinner with candles too. Eat challah. turn off cell phones and TV, go to temple to pray, and to get a frisbee. Good job. Thank you. Not just once a month, Shabbat comes every week, bringing family love and the peace that you seek. I know it's not easy to make life feel Jewish in your house, in your life, to feel white and bluish. Let's say a cheer for white and bluish. White and bluish, white and bluish, I am Jewish. Religious school, temple, that is not all, because if that were it, the Torah would fall. God and the mitzvot are there every day with values and commandments to do and obey. Say the Misha Beirach, be nice to kids at school. Say the Shema before bed. Being Jewish is cool. Let me hear that again. Being Jewish is cool. Make Jewish choices, live what you pray, be kind to others, and you watch what you say. You say that I'm crazy, don't mind if I am. I'd rather eat latkes than green eggs and... I can't believe you said that at temple. Today's Rosh Hashanah, a day to atone, to say sorry for hitting, or that nasty tone. Today's Rosh Hashanah, a high holy day, said the short little Rav in her firm mommy way. It's a day to remember, a day to be nice, a day to say sorry, not just once, but
twice.
Talk as a family. Put away your video games. Turn off your cell phones. Stop calling your brother names. Until the sun sets, turn off technology. No fighting, no yelling. Be as nice as you can be. God's got the book open. It's huge and it's true. God is looking at us. Have you been a good Jew? When the sun does not shine and it's too wet to play, do you whine? Do you kvetch? Do you make your parents go gray? When there's no Shabbat wine, do you run to the store for challah and candles? Manischewitz and more. It's important to think on this Rosh Hashanah day. So Solly and Sally, they started to pray. See, Sally and Solly, they realized today as they sat in their temple on this high holy day that the Rav in the hat, the Rav who's not tall, she's not wrong at all. No, she's not wrong at all. Promise to be better in the new year, kinder and nicer as the shofar you hear. Pick people up when you know they are down. Clean up your room and care for your town. Did you have any fun? Tell me, did you learn anything new? Do you promise to be a good person, a good Jew? And then said the Rav as she readied to go, I will tell you one more thing that I know. Live, laugh, and love. May your new year be newish. And always live lives that are proud, kind, and
Jewish.
Shana Tova.